You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
You know, Labor Day has occurred.
Yes, it has.
It's behind us now.
Mm-hmm.
So what comes next?
Advent and Christmas, obviously.
Yeah, there's some fall in between. Yes, there's some fall things. But Advent and Christmas, we're going to take a look at some great new resources from our friends at Concordia Publishing House. And there's something in this lineup today that I think you will be excited about because I'm pretty stoked about it. And I know you will too because you just appreciate liturgy and the church year and all those things.
It's so true.
Did you look ahead to see what we're...
I didn't. You're going to get a live reaction from me.
Sweet. Okay, this is some neat stuff. Thanks to Concordia University Wisconsin for supporting the Coffee Hour. You can find out more about Concordia University Wisconsin at cuw.edu.
Live uncommon.
I love this. Live reactions.
Yes.
This is pretty exciting.
Yeah.
Joining us to provide the content for that live reaction, Sarah's going to provide us, Elizabeth Pittman, Director of Public Relations at Concordia Publishing House. Elizabeth, welcome back to the Coffee Hour.
It's great to be here.
I think last time we chatted about some great resources, the Lutheran Study Bible app, which is a handy new resource. And very useful for having your Bible right there in your hand.
Mm-hmm.
And CPH is great at putting together all kinds of really useful resources for helping us live out our daily lives in God's Word. And you have some new stuff. I just found out about this when I was perusing the new catalog for this season. And I want to know why I didn't know about this sooner.
Andy, are you not paying attention?
Apparently not. Apparently I missed this one. Enduring Grace, a Church Year Journal.
Oh.
How did I let that slip by? I don't know.
This is very exciting.
But a church year journal. Okay, so how would you describe a church year journal? Enduring Grace, a church year journal.
Oh, I can't believe you let this one slip by because it's gorgeous. And actually, we have a version for adults and a version for kids. So each of these are designed to take you through the church year. It follows a three-year lectionary, and so there'll be a volume for each year of the three-year lectionary. And each week, you have the lectionary, the appointed readings, you have hymnody, you have space to journal and reflect on the readings. It's gorgeous. It's a beautiful book, and it's designed to be a keepsake. So you finish it, you go through the church year, and you can hold it and come back to it and look and reflect on your prayers and come back and see what God has done in your life.
I'm so excited right now.
I'm told to, right?
Live reaction from Sarah. I may be like putting it in a cart as we're talking. So there you go.
Yes, I was literally emailing my wife. I'm like, we need this one and the kids one.
Even more reason. Yes. Yes. So what's the difference between the adult version and the kid version of these journals?
So the kids version is much more, you know, kids love to color. They love to draw. So they have the same place for reflection, prayer requests and things. There's Bible verses to memorize in there. There's also coloring pages where they'll be able to color and really dig into the scriptures. And this is a neat thing, I think, for the kids version for parents to work through with their children or even our Sunday schools. So if our Sunday schools are looking for a way to tie in the church year, you know, the weekly lectionary readings to their Sunday school class, and if they want to set aside 10 minutes or so, this is a great tool for them to do that each week. So it really is a need. It's going to be very hands-on for kids. And so it gives them space to like thoughts about the sermon where they can doodle and draw and write their sermon notes too.
So Sarah's ordering the kids version right now.
Yes.
Because she likes to color. So our congregation has during the Advent season, we have midweek services like a little earlier in the evening for families mm-hmm. that have early bedtime.
Mm-hmm.
And that includes me. And so when I was looking through the kids version, the grown-up version, I'm sorry, the adult version as well, both great resources, but I was looking at the kids version and thought, wow, this would be really helpful for families to have coming to the midweek service mm-hmm. early. There looks like there are some things in that might be useful for us to address in that service, in the midweek service, that would really connect to the home then as well, because mm-hmm. this looks like a great resource to use in the home for sure.
It definitely in the home. If you have, you know, I used to, when my kids were younger, we would, you know, you come prepared to church, right? You have the different things for them to color along with the Cheerios. But I always appreciated having something that while they were doodling and coloring, kept them in the Word. Mm-hmm. And so this is a way to put them there and help them follow along with what's happening with the scriptures that week.
So this follows the 3-year lectionary that many congregations follow. I know some use the 1-year lectionary as well. Following the 3-year lectionary, how does this work? Does it help me reflect on last Sunday's readings or prepare for next Sunday or both? How does that structure flow?
It really boils down to how you want to use it. Mm-hmm. And so if you want to plan ahead, if you'd like to prepare, then you could read ahead for the upcoming week. Or if you prefer to reflect and think back on what you heard in context of the whole worship service and the sermon and everything, you can use it to reflect. So it really boils down to how you prefer to use it.
So how do you envision families using these, maybe in tandem together or maybe getting a bunch for their kids? How is this kind of how does the team at CPH kind of envision families being able to utilize this throughout the year?
Well, this is something that we had been wanting to do for quite a while. And so we had looked at different versions, thought about different ways to do it, because we really did want a tool that would allow individuals and families to dig into the word in an intentional way throughout their devotional life. And so this is one way that if you really do like to dig in and you want to prepare, you want to reflect on what you're hearing in church on Sunday, it's just a nice way to dig in. So if you were using it with your family and you take your family devotions one evening and you want to dig into the scriptures, and then you can, as a family, sit down and your kids could have their book open as they're talking. And then you could, in the reflection questions, you could share how you're reflecting on the scriptures that you've read. You could talk about your prayer requests together as a family and just use those to jumpstart conversations.
Looking at the preview of both of these, there's an order for family prayer, for individual prayer as well, in both of them. I know in the adult one, and I think I saw one in the kids one as well. Let me go back to that. Let's see. The daily devotions and prayer, there's an order for individuals and families for prayer. What a great resource to use for family devotions, maybe around the dinner table or after dinner. Advent, so that means probably cookies or something like that along with this too. But,
of course.
What a great way to order our day, you know, to bring order to that as well.
And I was going to say it's a nice chance to reinforce too. So say if you're doing this on a Sunday evening, I know repetition is good for me and it's good for my kids. Like if you're coming in on a Sunday evening and you're reflecting, it just, that repetition helps get that word imprinted even more deeply. Mm-hmm.
What about for maybe some of the new confirmands in my church who are adult confirmands who are new to, they've come into the Lutheran church as adults from other faith, from other denominations. How is this useful for people that are new to the Lutheran faith?
Well, it's a nice way to help them dig into the rhythm of our lectionary, right? You know, we are blessed to have the lectionary that we do. This follows the 3-year, but whether you're on a 3-year or 1-year, like that rhythm is really, really nice. And so for someone who may have come to the Lutheran church as an adult from a tradition that didn't have that, it's a nice way to really dig into those scriptures and that rhythm and spend some time intentionally on that. And the adult version makes a beautiful gift. It really is a keepsake. It's very, very well done.
The illustrations. Can we talk about the illustrations?
Sure.
For a hot second. What does the inside of the adult book look like? Because I also just opened the preview and it's beautiful.
It is beautiful. And our designer Jess did a fantastic job on this. It's 4 color on the inside. You have illustrations that match the season of the year. So in Advent, Christmas, it's going to feel Advent, like Advent and Christmas and so on. There is, at the beginning, there is an explanation of the church year calendar. We've all seen the circular church year calendar images. And this, both versions, both the adult and the children, kind of walk through what the lectionary is, what the colors mean, what the different what a lectionary is. So for those who may be new to the church and don't understand what a lectionary is, there's that information there for them as well. But the colors follow the church year, and it's just beautifully done.
And if you get the kids version, you get to like bring in your own colors.
That's true.
It's an opportunity to learn about the colors of the season, though, right?
Absolutely. Well, you know, kids will ask, why are the pyramids green this week? Or why are they? And it's an opportunity to help teach our kids.
Sure. Why did they suddenly change to purple or blue?
And why do they change like 4 times during Holy Week?
Yeah.
Because they do.
All good questions. Okay. So this is volume C. So I assume that means now granted, I've not been slacking off this much. Did I miss volumes A and B?
No, you did not, because we just launched, this is the first volume, and we just happened to launch it as we're approaching year C. So next year we'll come out with year A, and then we'll follow that with year B. So when you're done, you'll have all 3 versions, all 3 years.
And as you mentioned, these are keepsake. So you could, you know, you could put that on the shelf and then in 3 years, pull that back out and look at C again. You might want to order a new one if you're writing notes in it, but go back and review what you were reading and what you were praying about 3 years ago. What a neat idea.
It'll be a neat way to look back and see how God has worked in your life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, certainly how he has provided as well. So certainly for families, for individuals, families with kids, what about congregations? Would this be something that would be useful for, how do you see maybe congregations utilizing these?
A lot of congregations I know like to encourage the members to stay connected with the readings and with what's being talked about during the week. And so this is something that if congregations could encourage their members to use, there could be ways of tying it in throughout the week. So whether it's a congregation who is pointing to it on their social channels or asking those reflection questions and sharing that among the congregation, there's different ways to do that. But it is really a nice tool to encourage your members to spend more intentional time in the Word, whether they're, as we said, reflecting on the previous week or planning ahead for the week that's coming. It is kind of nice to go, and maybe I'm a nerd this way, but I do kind of like to know what's coming.
Yes.
And to have a chance to look ahead and think about what are we going to be hearing about and where are we going to be focused this coming Sunday, so I can maybe think about it a little bit intentionally before walking into church.
Mm-hmm. And a hymn is included. So
there are hymns included, yes. Sarah.
There you go. Yes. For all the hymn nerds out there.
All right, so we're going to take a quick pause so Sarah can finish her order.
I mean, they're literally my part right now.
She really is.
Do we need to send you some colored pencils, Sarah?
Yes, maybe. Please.
We're going to talk more about resources for the coming season of Advent and Christmas as well with our friend Elizabeth Pittman at Concordia Publishing House. We'll continue the conversation in just a moment right here on The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
At Concordia University, Wisconsin, we believe you were created for a reason, to use your God-given gifts to help others, to live a life of self-sacrifice in a me-first world, to live a life that's uncommon. Whether you're taking one of 50-plus online programs or learning with us in person on the shores of Lake Michigan, you'll be equipped to make an uncommon impact. Learn more at cuw.edu. Concordia University, Wisconsin. Live uncommon.
Welcome back to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Sarah's still shopping online.
Yeah, that's true. oh, distracting.
We're talking with our friend Elizabeth Pittman, Director of Public Relations at Concordia Publishing House, about some new resources, the Enduring Grace Church Year Journal. There's a version for kids and a version for adults as well. Great resource. Anything else about Enduring Grace before we go on to Advent and Christmas?
It's the type of book that you want to hold and you want to spend time with. So I encourage you to go check it out. It's on sale now for a limited time up until the church year starts. So Sarah, you're shopping at the right time. But it's designed to be something that you want to spend time in. So I hope you'll take a look.
And it's an actual book that you hold in your hand, like paper. Mm-hmm. Like tech is nice, and we like having convenient things like apps on our phone and stuff like that. But this is a nice way to like set aside distractions and sit down with like paper.
I really just like books.
Actual book. Mm-hmm. Read that. All right. So the season of Advent. Sorry to make anyone anxious that it's coming up soon, but
it is though.
We're back into school. It's soon to be fall, and it is time to talk about Advent and start planning for that. And so you have some great resources for Advent and Christmas for us this year as well, right?
We do. And I am all for leapfrogging past Halloween and getting right into Advent. So I'm here for that. No, our Advent Christmas series this year is called His Name Shall Be Called. The resources were written by Pastor Tom Eckstein, who I know has spent some time there on KFUO. The children's book was written by Lisa Clark. But it's a really nice series that is designed to get our folks into the names of Jesus. And so it's based off of the verse in Isaiah where we talk about Isaiah 9:6, where we hear the titles of Jesus. You know, Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And Sarah, I can never read those words or think those words without hearing Handel's Messiah start playing. And so it's when I read them, I hear them in musical terms. But it's a great series that includes resources for sermons, for congregational Bible study. There's a children's program. There are daily devotions. And as I mentioned, the children's book. So it's a really nice way to involve everyone in your congregation together as you dig into the names of Jesus.
And I noticed that the children's book by Lisa Clark is an arch book. Can you tell us what that means?
Well, it means that it's...
Oh, wait, it has to rhyme. You have to tell us in a rhyme.
I am not the poet. I could call a friend with Lisa and ask her to answer that question in rhyme. But as you know, Lisa is also a talented hymn writer. And so her words, the words in the children's book are very lyrical. So, but again, it follows the same message of the Christmas story. And I apologize, I can't rhyme.
That's very exciting. I love arch books. And they're like whimsical, but in a really solid way because they're based on their Bible stories. So it's like, it's just great. And the illustrations, again, in these, I mean, I haven't looked at the inside of them, but the covers on all of these are just, they're beautiful. So they're very visually attractive, which is wonderful. Let's talk about the daily devotions. What are some of the things that are included in the daily devotions this year?
So the daily devotions, they come in a booklet, and they're great because they're very accessible. So they're about the same length as a Portals of Prayer devotion. And again, these go through, they follow the theme where they're talking about the names of Jesus and the importance of that.
You mentioned resources for congregations, for pastors. What are how does this series assist pastors during the season of Advent and Christmas?
You know, pastors are awfully busy during Advent and Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a way to help them kind of springboard their planning. Maybe it's for midweek. Maybe they're using it on the weekends. But there are sermon resources. And the sermon resources are nice because there are exegetical notes. There's a draft sermon. And I know a lot of pastors prefer to write their own. But there are ways it kind of jogs your ideas. Mm-hmm. And it gives you the theme. And so each week of the sermon series walks through one of the names of Jesus. So week one is Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, et cetera, et cetera. And so it helps them I don't want to call it a cheat sheet, but because we don't want that, and I know our pastors don't want that, but it definitely is a tool to help them accelerate their prep. So instead of having to search and think, it points them directly to scripture and to the commentary and with the notes to do their research and to do their studying as they plan for each week's sermons.
And you also mentioned a children's program as well. Tell us a little bit about that.
There is a children's program, and I know a lot of congregations love to have a children's service. Those services provide great memories. I can even remember being a kid and just that feeling of doing the children's service where everybody has their parts and working through it. But there's a full children's service provided that includes music. It has all the different parts. And again, it echoes the same theme. So all these different resources are zeroing in on the names of Jesus and what they mean.
What's the benefit to a congregation of using all of these resources together during the Advent season?
It's a nice way to reinforce everybody is studying the same thing together in different ways. So there's also Bible study notes. So you could have the message. The message is based off the theme. Then you go into Bible class and you have another chance to dig deeper into those verses, followed by doing daily devotions at home, either on your own or with your family. And it all, reading the children's story to your kids at night, it all reinforces the message and really at the end of it will leave you with a deep understanding of those verses from Isaiah and what that means for us, as we've also been given a special name, that of Child of God, as we study the names of Jesus.
How could this be useful for a congregation to use across the board? Say I'm a DCE working with a pastor and we look at these resources and think these could be useful for a congregation. Mm-hmm. How have you seen congregations benefit from using multiple resources across the board? Family devotions, the resources for pastor, for preaching, the children's program, things like that, putting that all together. How have you seen congregations benefit from using those resources together?
Everybody's on the same page, right? Everybody has the same. It's like when we all had the same four TV channels and you're getting the same. You have that collective experience, right? And so as a congregation, you have that collective experience, whether you are in sixth grade Sunday school or you're in the senior class or you're sitting in the pews, you're hearing the same message, which gives you all a chance to communicate and dig deeper in your conversations. And it really is a nice way to focus in on the message. So everybody, I think the benefit comes that everybody gets the same message. I know I've seen a lot of congregations do that where over the course of a month, they may have a sermon series focused on the topic at hand, but then they're encouraging their Bible classes and their small groups and their Sunday schools to also dig into those verses in their way. So you can kind of personalize it for those different contexts, Sandy. But at the end of the day, everybody is getting that same message.
Now, I know one year for the Christmas children's program, Lisa Clark wrote like the entire hymn. Is there a fancy special hymn for the children's program this year? Can you tell us, or is that super secret and you have to buy the package to find out?
There is music that goes with that. And I think you may have just stumped me because I'm going to say that's super secret.
Okay. There we go.
Great. I'll need to look on that and get back to you. There is music that comes with it. I know the package has the music for the children's service.
Yeah.
But
that's okay.
You stumped me on that one.
Fair enough. I mean, the music is always fun. So we at least know that will be a thing.
Well, and you can't beat Christmas music, right? So I'm going to be humming these songs all the rest of the day.
It's true. It's very true. What are you looking forward to? I mean, you get to play with all of these resources all the time from CPH, but what are you looking forward to with the Advent season up ahead of us?
Just a chance to, I also want to say reset. I think Advent is such a great time where if you've fallen out of the habit of doing a daily devotion, or if you've fallen out of the habit of family devotions, it's such a great time to get started again. And so with the daily devotions, it's really easy. I have memories of Advents when I was a kid living at home where we would finish dinner. You know, you had your Advent wreath on the table and you have a chance to do the devotion as a family. And then that often will springboard into conversations that are just, when you give yourself the space to sit and do that, it can just be a blessing for the family to have the conversations that flow out of that time.
Mm-hmm. I think Advent is probably the time that we have family devotions pretty regularly, Bible reading every night. But Advent probably provides the most consistent in terms of, not even though as busy as we are during that season, we probably are the most consistent with family devotions during that time, because I think, the time of year, and all the resources, the Advent wreath, believe it or not, a great reminder that it's a season. It's a special season to sit down. And so you have that visual reminder, and now resources like this as well, like the Enduring Grace Journal, not going to lie. That's going to be, I think, a helpful resource.
That'll make a great Christmas gift too. Year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, or maybe a Advent gift. To start off a little earlier.
Birthdays in the fall.
That's
There's
true.
Plenty of those in my family.
And then His Name Shall Be Called. What a great resource for family devotions and for leading into that Christmas season and all the things happening with that. All right. So one last question as we wrap up our time together. Say I'm new to leading a children's program. Are there resources in His Name Shall Be Called in the children's program that make it a little bit easier for someone who might be new to leading a children's or organizing a children's program?
Boy, you are stumping me today.
Wow. Asking all the hard questions.
One thing I will say is that if you are new to a children's program and this you are following this series, don't hesitate to reach out to us. Our editors have great experience in putting on children's programs, and they love to help our church workers. So if you are in that situation and you want some advice, give us a call. We'll put you in touch with the editors who worked on the program, and they will give you tell you everything you need to know.
Great. And we can find all of these resources at cph.org, correct?
Absolutely.
Very good. We'll provide links in the program notes today as well. And Sarah knows the link to that because she's on the page right now.
Yep, that's true.
Enduring Grace Journal, the church year journal, both for adults and for kids, as well as His Name Shall Be Called Daily Devotions, children's book, and children's program. All kinds of great resources for the Advent and Christmas season. Our guest today, Elizabeth Pittman, Director of Public Relations at Concordia Publishing House. Elizabeth, always great to chat. Thanks for the resources.
Always good to see you too.
Happy Advent, a little early.
A little early.
You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support The Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.